Parks and Recreation Park Board meeting to order. It is Thursday, May 20th. It is 6:07 p.m. Can I get a roll call, please?
Yes. Diedrich is absent. Dumanovic?
Here.
Hyatt?
Here.
Lane?
Here.
Perez?
Here.
Thank you.
Victor, can you hear us okay?
Yes.
Okay.
So Wilbur, Wilbur and Sessish.
Present.
Thank you.
Kelly is not here?
No, she's not. I thought she was coming. She told me in the email she was coming.
All right, so we have Tim Evans, Superintendent of Parks, Scott Slazer, Superintendent of Recreation, Director of Parks and Recreation. I already said that, Tim. Shay Remus, City Council Liaison to Park is Ken Koch. We have everybody here. Is there any public comment? I don't see anybody online. There's no public here. Any presentations? We're not doing anything? Okay. Approval of the minutes for November 19th. Can I get a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll move to approve the minutes of November 19th.
Motion by Dan Lane.
Second.
All right. Seconded by Rusty. Go ahead and look over if you have not. It's been a while since we've done it. It feels like. What is this? What are we on? May 20th, 2021. Wow. All right, can I get a roll call, please?
Yes. Dumanovic?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Perez?
Yes.
Thank you. Sessish?
Yes.
Thank you.
Let's see the rest of it. All right, bills review. Bills list December 2020 and January, May 2021. And then the budget report October, December 2020 and January, March to 2021. Tim, let us know if there's anything that you think stands out that we should look at.
I mean, the biggest thing with the bills is going to be all of the sports leagues getting those up and going over the last couple months. So that's one of the biggest bills in this round of things that we've had. There's some park maintenance stuff we did, but nothing of major. Mm-hmm. Some of that we'll discuss with capital improvements here that we have some money to spend coming up this year.
Okay.
That's been approved by the city council, but.
Are they in here? Because I was looking at it online, but it's so much that
yes.
I was...
Yes. The biggest thing is going to be all the sports leagues, the baseball, the soccer leagues, us being back kind of...
How are we on our budget?
Very good.
Okay.
So.
Anybody have any comments or questions about anything? Because I know it's been a while. So if you have some thoughts in your head that you want to talk about with the bills and budgets, please... Now's the time to ask.
There's a copious amount. I want to talk. Just looking.
I know. I was looking through it.
I kind of stayed watching, and even though it was, yellowed out and everything, it was quite copious.
Yes.
Difficult. Somebody almost a year, right?
Well, November we met, but
of what year?
Of last year.
I'm just checking.
It feels like 2019, right?
We'll be back. Well, there was a little break right when it happened, and then we met.
Right.
Two times, and then we'll be back to more normal now.
Yeah.
In January, February, one, we just didn't have a lot of things, but then two, we got pretty consumed over with the health clinic and our department of helping out with that. And we kind of put a lot of things on hold just to make sure to help the county and the health department get that up and running there. So, January, February, we were pretty consumed over there.
You guys did a great job. The health department, you guys.
The health department.
The organizer
does all the things. Credit Wing and Van Gundy and Finland and the health department staff.
Right.
We're there to assist them. We're the ones that had the brunt of all that. Mm-hmm. So they did a very good job.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're.
So that was on Bill's budget next.
Yeah.
Yeah. The budget. And we'll have a more updated one for the end of the year, the fiscal year, and then April. But we're going to have a very good year under the circumstances. A lot of that just had to do with this fiscal year of. There were just strategic cuts that we had to make throughout the year, and we're still continuing a little bit, we didn't do a catalog at all. We just kind of went to the real basics of what we could do for a while. We didn't have part-time staff in parks, we eliminated rec staff. We were just basically doing special events, preschool, and park maintenance for a few months. But getting the sports leagues, we're kind of starting to get back up into our normal thing. So this fiscal year, we're going to have the numbers will come out, will look very good for what we are budgeted. It will be, we had like a $369,000 deficit budget that we were approved. We're going to be way under that this year.
Okay.
So.
You should do a phone app instead of a catalog anyways.
Well, yeah, I think it's something.
I'm just saying, and then, I mean, the money at first might not be the same, you know, the same, but then going forward.
Yes.
It'd be easier for everybody.
Yeah, I think it's something we're going to definitely have to look at is do we just do an online catalog and not even send it out? Yeah. And let's see how the numbers, if it doesn't really affect us that much, it would be a much better way to go.
I think some people miss it because we don't have a park district. So, like, even there's so many people moving in. Like,
sure.
Your Raintree Village is getting almost completely built out. I mean, I have two houses that went up in a matter of, like, I don't know, 2 months on my street next. I mean, because I wake up every morning with the hammering. But can you imagine moving in this community and you don't get a community, like, recreation guide? So, yes, they can go online and look at that kind of stuff. But I know when I moved in, I really appreciated that. And that's how I signed up for.
Sure. No, I mean, it's something we need to look at.
That's the one thing people have said. How come we're not getting our thing? And I'm like,
it's changing.
Yeah.
It's hard to plan it so far.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely for the summer, we're not going to do it just because we're still trying to live in this COVID world and restrictions, and we're adding things just at the last second and changing things. But I mean, it's something I think Shane and I ought to sit down and say.
Especially for the senior stuff, because they don't go online.
Sure.
So if you're doing kind of senior programs anymore, so.
Yeah. The water bill has been pretty successful.
Yeah.
And it goes out in 2 months. We're putting a two-page back-to-back flyer ad in there in the water bills. Hopefully you guys are getting them. That's been pretty successful over the last year, even before we were doing that.
Yeah, so. I've just been saying, like, we're because of the money issues that, you know, it's okay, you know, if we're saving money, so.
And it's just hard because that you have to plan, like, right now, and we actually started mapping it out for the fall if we did go to catalog, like, we have to have everything, done by the middle of June. So, with everything changing so fast, to say, you know, fall catalog runs from September through December. So to have everything in June planned all the way through December, we don't even know what we're allowed to do and what those look like. So that's a lot of why we had to push that back, just due to the fact that we just had no ability to plan ahead. It was more being, okay, this is what we can do, let's push it out.
Sure.
And get it done.
So, all right, well.
So yes, so we'll have more detail at the July meeting, but we will have a very good financial year under the circumstances. But that was really more because of strategic cuts. It's not because we had all the programs sold out.
Yeah, we didn't bring in
really trying to make cuts, but staff did do a very good job on the rec side of getting, like in the fall, the baseball soccer leagues off the ground within the COVID guidelines, get them off now. We ran a winter basketball league down across church. Those things we kept going. We did as much as we could under the circumstances.
Preschool lasted all year long, too.
Yeah, we didn't
have to shut down at all. So that's great. So no refunds needed there. So that was huge. Keep that going.
All right. Any questions, comments, anything else?
Did we ever hear anything back about the music show?
We'll be discussing it.
We're discussing
that.
It now.
The what?
The music
show. It's not the agenda.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I missed it.
That's okay.
Yes.
My head's spinning.
No, I understand.
Yeah, it's on there. We'll get to it.
Yes. And we'll discuss it when it comes up.
Yeah. All right, so new business. First item, Yorkville Youth Tackle Football Field Usage Agreement. Go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, we've done this. We didn't do it last year, obviously, because of COVID. We had done it 3 or 4 years before that. They rent some space out at Rotary Park to do their practices. They pay us $3,500 to moderate and kind of maintain their reports. We haven't had any issues in the past.
No issues with the field. I mean, remember, you were worried about damage.
Yeah, but they've done a good job of moving around and not, like, practicing in one spot. Yeah, because, I mean, it's to their advantage not to do that, too.
Right.
So, no, we've been no issues. No,
it's a good relationship.
It is.
We should continue that in your opinion.
Yes.
Okay.
And you guys are recommending that as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so I need a motion to approve the field usage, I don't know why I can't say that word, usage agreement between the Parks and Recreation Department and Yorkville Youth Tackle Football and Cheerleading, YYTF. Can I get a motion, please?
I'll make that motion.
Dan Lane makes the motion.
Second. Oh.
Second by whoever Marla says.
Yes.
Can I get a roll call, please?
Yes. Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Perez?
Yeah.
That was yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Sessish?
Yes.
And Dumanovic?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Motion passes. All right. So second item, Riverfront Park band shell agreement. Is this just an update?
They're just a verbal update. Okay. I know you put this on the agenda. I actually just sent it out an email this afternoon. Yeah, if you get it. They just created their website. That's kind of the first movement we've had since November.
Have they decided the style of it yet?
There has been no movement other than this was the first thing. The city administrator and I have been working on an actual agreement that, just we haven't been able to finalize it and get it to them and everything like that. So I will have something hopefully by the July meeting.
So it's still on though. I mean, kind of.
Yes.
We're still planning on.
Yes.
Yeah. We thought about position over.
The only thing that has been discussed is where the Yak Shack building.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's kind of the position over there on concrete or whatever they have.
Yes. So outside the website, which I sent you guys, I got that. I sent it 5 minutes after I got it to you guys.
That was good.
If you want to look at that, and then the city administrator and I are just trying to finalize a draft agreement. We'll send it to them for the review, and that probably will still be a little bit of a process. But at least bring it back here to kind of what the discussions was among the group and amongst you guys and the city council.
That's a great idea.
So,
I know if they can get it done, it'd be great.
That's great. It's not going to cost us
anything. Hurt any.
I know, so I was like, I was driving around today, I was like thinking about that, like, just put that in.
And unless I'm Tim and I talked about it, they really hadn't.
Yes, so I'll have more, actually something you can see at the July meeting, but that's kind of where we're at. The website's really the first thing we've gotten from them since November.
Yeah.
So I think now that we're kind of moving into this new phase of COVID, things will start to pick up with some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Which I'm surprised, because Boyd knows that government moves at like slow pace. So.
Sure.
The sooner they got this started and the ball rolling, that we could have like been working on it, but that's okay. All right.
I'm just curious. Do they have a volunteer base established, or is it?
Yes.
Like,
so I mean, they have like a board.
Yeah. I mean, I saw that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so do they have people?
I guess.
Outside of the board, I do not know.
Oh, okay.
They would almost have to, because you're going to have to do some outreach, community outreach for it, for fundraising, and then have they gotten hold of the railroad, or they
No, I do not think there's been any discussions with anything other than they were creating that website. To be honest, I don't know for sure.
You guys haven't heard anything on city council, have you?
About?
The band shell.
Yes. So, I mean, the railroad, we already have an agreement with the railroad company.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that would kind of fall under that.
Sure.
That we pay a yearly fee because, I mean, they have the right-of-way from 25 feet on each side of the railroad. So, we already have that because when we put the playing ground in, we needed to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions on that?
No.
All right, well, I guess it's coming on then, so hopefully by the time our next meeting we'll have
at least have something you guys can see. I don't know how much farther along the process will be, but at least there'll be more details. So I think this is going to take some time before they collect the money and we actually see a building down there.
All right, City Library Partnership update.
So just kind of behind the scenes, the mayor and the council decided to purchase the Prairie Point building and move eventually City Hall and our operations and the police and everybody over there. The mayor had just talked to staff about wanting to, you know, better utilize the buildings that we have, put buildings that could be high, you know, priority where businesses want to buy them along the riverfront, the old bank, our current building, and also just be able to make it easier for staff to maintain all these buildings. And so he had been discussions with staff about what other places we could go. One of them just was, bringing up maybe moving our preschool program and doing a partnership with the library. And then we've worked with them on some other things throughout the years. The city does some of their admin services and things like that. They were looking for some more additional support from the city. So we got into the discussion to see if we could potentially move our preschool up there. I'm sure everyone read the newspapers and things like that. They have decided to end discussions with us, and they decided not to move forward with that anymore. So that's kind of where it was at. It really didn't kind of come up until the meeting, until this is, okay, let's see if we're going to do this or not. So that's kind of where it's just at right now, is that they voted to end the discussions, potentially move around preschool there.
So the downtown going to the bank building, we really want to market that for more money. You got something there.
Ken would speak better on that, but I think it's the mayor.
You got something there now, right? So why can't we use that?
In the bank building?
Yeah.
I think it's the mayor's intention, the council intention.
For the money.
They want to see.
Yeah, I'm just saying that is, if there wasn't a money issue, could we use that? Is that feasible? What?
There's not a money issue.
I thought it's a money issue. They want to sell that?
They want to sell the bank.
They sell the.
Listen, Dan, there's not a money issue. It's about expanding the businesses in the downtown area so that we have a business oriented tax base and taking some of the burden off the residents. So the idea is good. Right, so we have less governmental buildings that don't bring in a tax base.
But they were going to put the city hall there. That would have been the
that was dead a long time ago.
No, but initially when they purchased it, they were going to put the city hall. So they certainly weren't thinking about taxes when they were going to put the city hall down.
Right, and now
with so they're changing their mindset then. That's it.
Well, if Mayor Purcell, he's always about
Plus the cost to put a city hall there, the costs were much more than we ever anticipated.
Oh yeah, I know there was. Oh yeah,
like, yeah. It's structural. You might as
well
start.
Well, and it's also about better utilizing staff to maintain all these facilities.
Sure.
It's a lot for Scott staff, Eric staff to maintain. When you know, you've got Beecher, you've got the library, you've got city hall, you've got these buildings here. It's can we have less buildings to maintain to make so we can maintain them better too.
So well, the question I have to ask is, and I'm sorry, I was just because this something thing. So if they're shut you down, you're not going to discuss anymore. And I know that land wants to be, by the you know the old post office over there where you have the schools now, wants to have some value, right?
Yeah.
Somebody wants to buy some stuff and put some stuff there.
That's
how long are you going to be there? I mean, is there a time where you want to get out of that building?
I don't think there's any timeline.
So if somebody came up to you and said, we're going to pay you $30 million to, $2 million for that. Would you move?
Yes.
I'm just saying, if somebody came in and said, where would you move to? I'm just saying,
they would be preschool in the park.
You don't have a building.
This
right
one looks really nice right now. Because
I mean, I'll be honest with you, if that fell through, I think the city hall would be good.
Yeah.
I think there's right by the school, it's right by the library, it's right by playgrounds, it's right by a school. It's a school function.
I mean, all those issues.
I mean, I'm just saying, to me, that was.
I think that's some of the ideas they've been talking about, Dan.
I mean, really,
so they're, like, everybody's been kind of brainstorming the school. I think the mayor has talked to the school.
Right.
So I think the idea is, A, you know, for education for our kids, having programs for all of our residents.
It's right there.
You know, things like that. So it would be ideal right there, but I think there's a lot of things to iron out. So we'll see. Once the library kind of shut us down, we've all, like, banded together, like, okay, we're to next, so.
Well, and there's no, I mean, the mayor's just point has been is there's nobody right now looking to buy that building. It's just, you really can't market it until there's another place like you can. So, I mean, he's just, right now, there's no major emergency we have to leave. It's just...
It's a future forward.
It's something just thinking outside the box.
Well, can I ask you, but is the library utilized as it should be?
That's not for me to say.
Huh?
That's not for me
I'm just wondering, is it...
As Ken laughs.
You know, I would say no.
That's,
I mean, as a resident, I'll be honest with you...
I've never been in it. The only thing I would just say
I know
is
a lot of my neighbors have never been in it once.
From our standpoint.
So I'm just saying, is it...
Since you...
You know what I'm saying? It's underutilized, it's a perfect thing to build the library up.
Have the library.
Do you know what I mean? Have the kids in there and parents in there and people see what the value of the library really is. You know, be it more of a media center or a library or whatever. And to me, it's a win-win situation.
It seems like
I don't
really
understand why they're...
Yeah, I mean, that's not for me to say. The only thing I would say is during this process, at least from staff standpoint, meeting their staff, getting to know their staff, I'm hoping that we can continue to build a relationship with their staff to do
some things
that maybe we could.
They don't see how it can benefit them.
Yeah, I thought it was really unfortunate. We went to the meeting, and Tim and the mayor spoke at the meeting.
Yeah.
They had questions. A lot of people got up and spoke out against it, which I was really shocked by. And I could see some of their concerns, but nobody said this would be really great to bring, you know, kids into the library. In fact, they said we don't want small kids in the library.
So that is
I couldn't even believe that that's what
that's
I was hearing.
Totally ridiculous.
So, yeah. But after we left, we didn't know that they were voting. They actually voted after we left. So we didn't even know until somebody told us
later. It's just short-sighted in my part. I mean,
yeah.
what they're thinking.
Those are all above my pay grade.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. As a resident, I think that was...
Those are discussions for you guys.
A small group of
people. Council even hasn't had those discussions.
Yeah.
Yeah. City Council, really. And I remember when you were there, because I asked you, how do you guys feel that? And you were like, we haven't discussed it yet. We were waiting to see what they said.
So, at a minimum, I'm hoping at least at staff level, we can continue to build relationships with them and work with them on things. Hopefully, maybe expand some programming in some way. So, I mean, we've got another new director.
It's a win-win.
Those other... I can't answer those questions, because it's really not... I'm not over there to really... be able to say how it's used, how it's not used.
Can I just go as a board member here, go over there and ask to see the spot, place and everything? Or no?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're a resident. You should be able to go.
So as a board member, we're interested in putting it there. May I see the area where you're supposed to put it? Can I do that or no?
Oh, where we were wanting to?
Yeah.
It's the old portion of the...
Yeah, no, the old library in the back.
There was three options, and all three were turned down.
There were three options discussed. So the whole library was initially discussed. There was some space upstairs that was discussed, and then there was a space behind the front desk that was discussed.
The library.
So
the library.
Anyway, they were a little park, a playground area there too.
I don't know.
There was a lot of
things
discussed just
like
to
that.
See what so, we could make.
I just want to let you know where we're at with that. I know we had a meeting, and a lot of it was we were just. Before we even just kind of came to the board was, were they really serious or not? Like, that would have been the first step, and then we would have brought something back to the board to say, hey, this is what's going to happen, and get your guys' opinion.
Disappointing.
But until they had kind of agreed to it or not...
Well, can I ask you another question again? I'm sorry, I'm going to try to get it. So, they could sue us according to the library statutes or something that you can't use library for this? And they were going to go to legal action?
I don't know all the legal details. I know their library board president had brought up some legal issues.
They're going to sue the city?
Well, I don't think it was suing. I think what they were saying was that if the preschool is using a portion of the building, that then there are certain tax dollars they may not be able to collect because of us, that presence. That was their legal opinion on it.
Okay.
We had not gone that far legally to look at those things. So, but that was the first time that was brought up.
It was bizarre, yeah. So
we're supposed to be one community, and that we're fighting against... Oh, I'm sorry.
So there will be some other options we can discuss.
When is our
preschool
graduation?
That's we had it. Yep.
Oh,
I had it this week.
Yes.
Yes, last week we had it.
So then we have kind of some time to just think about it before you guys start signing people up. But
back to normal operations.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the plan is to basically revert back to pre-COVID while still obviously reviewing the guidelines and making sure we're working within whatever that is going to look like. But the goal is to basically have the... Oh, no, that's just that Steve. That's just Steve. It always stings. The plan right now, unless if the guidelines completely go in a opposite direction of what we see them going in now, which we don't anticipate, is basically going back to just our office, having 18 kids on the preschool side, 10 kids on the Right Set Go side, and it operating with a few adjustments. There were some good things that we saw from this COVID experience and different procedures, and we're like, hey, this actually might work better. We're kind of working that in our heads right now and figuring out what that's going to look. But
the registration's been strong.
But you're all set then for the next school year.
We've got 10 kids in. We've got wait lists and all sorts of stuff
people want to go back to normal.
We're working on getting more in. So.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. So we'll have more information at preschool as we go.
Yeah. So right now, library is out.
Yeah. So those discussions have
been. Future, we don't know.
What about this room, Scott?
Because
those packets are hurt,
right?
They just
want to
start
stuff. Everybody
grab
a shovel.
We
talked about it.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's a big enough. Yeah, it's a big enough.
Is that a shame you have to talk about like that?
Right now.
Never say never.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Ridiculous.
You know, it's nothing sacred.
Okay. If there's one thing about Parks and Rec is we tend to make things work.
Well, I know, but it's unfortunate that you got to jump in on cooperation.
Yeah. All right, concession stand discussion.
This is more, I know Rusty, this is more of a verbal thing. I know Rusty had reached out to me a month or two ago, He could probably explain it more. Just with some opportunity, or he just wants to discuss.
So Mike and Denise, Mike Sitton, and TJ want to do the concession stands. So my thinking was they want to have pizzas, they want to have like Italian beefs, they want to do blow it out the door. They want to, there's discussion of where does our staff go then, because that's part of the staff. They said that they pay them. This is just in talks. And then basically my thinking is, okay, let's say we make, I'm just throwing numbers out there, we make $5,000 a year in this concession stand. So that'd be something that we'd say, okay, you can do this, but we want $5,000. And it'd be kind of hands off. And Tim and I talked about this a couple years ago, and it kind of never went anywhere. But they would really like to have a full concession stands, like old school, like hot dogs and Italian beefs and pizzas, and for Bridge and for Beecher.
Okay. So what are you guys' thoughts on that as far as doing
something? So, I mean, I had talked to Rusty, and, you know, it's not that I'm 100% against it. I mean, the concession stands are a tremendous amount of work. We probably average on a good year between $7,000 and $8,000 in profit. My biggest concerns with this is just, it's all the other stuff that goes with the concession stands that we do with our staff. So it's opening and closing the bathrooms, it's cleaning the bathrooms, it's turning on and off the lights. Our concession kids are kind of our eyes and ears out at the park.
Sure.
For us, so it's more than even just the money, the profit. It's also, that's how you pay all the toiletries and the supplies and the staff. It's going to be a different mentality. Obviously, yes, they would probably offer more than what we do, just the nature of what we do. I mean, the kids are not there to be trained to make sandwiches and things like that. It's more to go. It's more of a snack shop than really like it is at McDonald's.
The other point was for adult softball nights, alcohol. They could sell alcohol.
Yeah.
That would be, but not, we already talked about this, you never want to do that if there was youth playing.
So of course, I think if they want to submit a serious proposal, we can look at it. He wanted to bring up, I know, to get everyone's feeling. I mean, I told him some reservations just because my concerns are, and like I said, I'm open to it, is just what these other kids do is that we don't have that anymore, or we need to charge enough to have kids that basically they don't work the concession stands, they're just off to the side.
Maybe they would pay ours, you know.
My first feeling is, how did they get in? If I went over there and all of a sudden I see, and I know Mike, and how'd they get in? I mean, was there a bidding process? Why?
Well,
were they just friends of ours?
We would, well,
next year.
It would be,
no, I'm just saying.
To open it up.
You would have to.
If the lady at the ice cream place wants to know, why don't you sell ice cream too? And if the Mexican place, I'm just saying, as a homeowner, I'd say, well, did they pay you guys off? I mean, no, really.
No.
How did they get
we
in there? Do they know
here.
Somebody?
Well, I mean,
is it a friend of a friend? If then next year, what happens if McDonald's wants to do that? I think you're opening up a can of worms that you're going to have a lot of questions about how they got in. Like, they're not making enough money at their own places, now they want that.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike's got three places now.
Yeah.
Well, right?
These are all things you guys
need. He needs more money? I don't think that's a place for it. I'd vote against it. I think it's...
There's no proposal right now. We just more.
I think if they're really serious about it, and as business people that they are, they could probably put something together, and we can look at it. If that were something that we want to look at, it would certainly have to go to City Council, but we would have to put it out.
Okay.
To have several people come in and do
the hot dog place.
Well, so even if they did that, we could choose somebody else. So that's the point.
We have to choose them.
I think one thing we need to consider too is, and the board doesn't know this, Tim probably doesn't even know this either, but Bridge concession, there could be some restrictions there with Fox Metro. When that building was built, there was some agreements made to get the sewer connection to Fox Metro that we would have a limited menu.
Oh.
Why?
We would have to reach out to Fox Metro and talk about that, because I know that was a big consideration and a big concern for them when we
when
built
we
that.
Did our concessions.
And they really didn't want to give us a connection, even though their sewer runs right through our park and we gave them an easement.
So,
so that's kind of how we yeah. used that to get the connection.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they said, hey, look, you know, we do have a grease trap there that has to get inspected every year. They would probably want to be a little bit more hands-on if there was actual, like, I don't want to say real food because, but I'll say real
food.
Right now, everything is
real food. They would probably, and they, you know, they have the right to come in and inspect anytime they want because they want to make sure that, you know.
Yeah, so that might be an issue anyway.
But I mean, I don't think it would spoil that we could, you know, someone could make a proposal and we could reach out to them and say, hey, here's what we're thinking. What are your concerns?
Right.
I think, Rusty, because it's not like just a private business or something, it totally operates differently. So I understand Mike and Denise wanting to come in and do something like that. But because it's like, you know what I mean? Like, Parks and Recs are funded by the community, not just, you know, a business owner. So
I think
it runs differently.
The idea is starting to spinning because.
And the other thing.
Oh, go ahead, Victor.
One more thing to consider. If you also consider just adding concessions in the schools that I worked at, concessions are really non-perishable, Gatorade, Doritos,
sure.
Whereas other food, you're either wasting it, housing it, and then you got a whole other consideration about you're in an outdoor event.
It's a different type of facility.
Yeah.
Garbage that would collect and the critters that would collect.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there. A whole new production when you're talking about cooked food versus just snacking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like when we go to other tournaments around, you go to Stewart, you go all around these other facilities, they have hamburgers, hot dogs, they're grilling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically goes back to like if I had in-house, it'd be volunteers that were cooking this food.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, but, and that's kind of why they're like, you know, we have this great facility at Bridge, but we get a pack of gum, some nachos that are microwaved and that's it.
Yeah.
And then at the Legion you go, and you can get
a
full line
of private business.
Yeah, I know.
It's a private business with a private park.
I know. But
then we should have our own. I mean, it's a private.
But they're starting to do more stuff like pizzas and sandwiches like that. And they're like, well, it's working here, and that's why Mike said, hey, why don't we look at doing something at Bridge and at.
I like the conversation. I like the people really want to bring community stuff more.
We limit what they can make too.
Sure.
So I think maybe just we need to submit something more serious, Rusty, and we can kind of go for
something to look at and look at, you know, A, B, and C, and then we put it out like to RFP in a way, you know, or RFQ.
But I mean, the concession stands were never designed.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, if you go to a volume, you expect to get a pizza. I mean,
well,
maybe
I think
pizza.
I think
you get tacos and stuff that
you're talking about.
You get popcorn and ice cream.
Here's the problem. Here's the situation, though. If I'm at a tournament at Bridge from 8 in the morning till 8 at night, I have to bring my own food or I'm going to go to Jimmy John's or wherever, and why couldn't they capitalize the city or whoever making money at the
office? Well, that could be. I can understand that.
That's kind of where it's spinning off from.
Is it possible to, well, I guess it would take away from our concessions. I was going to say, like, have a food truck day or, you know what I mean, where you had a couple of food trucks that came in.
Sure,
I don't know.
TJ would love to have his ice cream truck there on tournaments.
Yeah, I mean, it might be something
sure.
that we could do something like that. I don't know how much it would take away from ours, but.
On a hot day, it's probably our biggest sale.
Keep in mind too that we've had, and I don't know the ice cream. I don't want to say the ice cream man, but we have actually banned him. From, he would want to come in.
Sure, because that would be our big sales.
Yes,
correct.
So
we stop them when so when they get their permit, they can go on our streets, but they're not allowed to go within our parks.
I mean, we're open to anything.
Right.
It's more to me. The big picture is.
You consumer.
However, if someone's design was. The kids were really, besides selling the foods, it's closing the bathrooms, open the bathrooms, clean the bathrooms, turn off the lights, that this other stuff, yes, we could work out. It's
maybe they pay
how
for
do
that,
you fund it
maybe
all?
Maybe they pay for that student to lock the bathrooms up.
So that's all things. I mean, we...
We get maybe some more brainstorming on it. Rusty, it's not a bad idea. I like when people come to get, you know, bringing things up that we can at least think about it, but I think there's a lot of variables.
Oh, yeah, there is. There
it's
is.
Always different when you're dealing with the governmental entity.
I told Rusty, this is not going to be approved.
Yeah.
Like, this is
for
next year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have to go through city council. Alcohol is going to have to go through council.
Could it be something modified
department.
Where they come out and bring a grill and make something? But our kids still run the concession stand, sell ice cream and all that, but somebody comes out and sells burgers.
Yeah.
you know, could it be something like that? I know there's But I mean, right, almost like Jamie's idea of like having a food truck there that's selling real food.
We're most of the tournament, I mean, we're pretty much out of the tournament business. It's mostly YYBSA.
Right.
Just because with us taking over the in-house, we just don't have the space or the time.
Right.
I mean, there was, when Ken was
playing, I was going to say, how many are there now?
It's only like two tournaments.
What's up?
You guys said you guys two tournaments?
We're doing no. Yeah. We're out.
We do a Father's Day tournament for softball, and there's probably
maybe both
60 teams that'll come into Yorkville. We use the high school fields. We use every field imaginable.
Yeah, but how many weekends do you guys use for tournaments now? There used to be like five.
No, there's softball probably does 6 to 8 themselves.
At Yorkville facilities?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know.
We're done, Ken.
Yeah. I know, we used to do like five.
We used to do a lot, but then, they were. It was a long weekend.
I remember it in the
rain. Ken was out there a lot.
We were out there a lot.
It was a long weekend.
It's just when we took the, we just don't.
No,
we just
can't do it.
I don't know if you guys all knew that Ken was park board president for a while. How many years?
12 years. Well, I wasn't president.
But you were on the park board for most of your time. So, and you used to be involved with the baseball
program. Yeah, I was out there a lot of weekends.
Yeah, Ken and I spent a lot of weekends out there.
Yeah.
But at the time, I mean, they were really good money makers for us.
Yeah.
We were getting involved, doing a lot of things. But then when we got the in-house, we just can't do it anymore.
Yeah. No, I don't even know.
They're a huge
time
commitment. So, and stuff like that. But I think for his tournaments, we can definitely discuss.
Right.
Mike and Denise's or TJ Hodges coming out with his ice cream truck and things
like that. I feel more comfortable between all of us if Mike was running or in charge of it. TJ just is too all over the place.
Yeah, but that's really the biggest thing is just for our end is just making sure the bathrooms are open, closed, lights turned off and on, supplies, things like that. In addition to, there is revenue we make.
They just put it in their contract that they have to pay
The thing is, though, too, like,
pay our people.
Good, bad, and ugly. Like, we have days where it's raining. We know we're probably not making maybe one Gatorade sale, but we still have the kids out there because it's like, hey, like, let us know if it stops or if there's
But
who
good eyes and ears?
So, like, a business.
But I'm saying, keep them and just have it in the contract.
A business is
going to
say, I'm losing money.
Yes.
And we're like, well, we're kind of, you know, not that we're losing money, but they're kind of assisting with this program. Like, it's a different mindset. Like, we're providing a community.
They
service
have to stay
with
open
the program.
Yeah. We just have to let them put something together and then we can.
But they also alert our staff if there's a problem.
We would still have staff out there. That would be upset. That would have to go in the conference. So, okay. Anything else on that? All right. Discussion for the fiscal year 22 capital purchases.
Yes, this is actually relatively exciting.
It's all exciting.
It's all exciting. This is the first time where we actually have money. So this year,
how much we got?
So there's actually two parts to this. So initially in the fiscal year 22 budget, the mayor and the council had put in $150,000 for equipment, vehicles, and playgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And the hope is that if the city budget continues to do well, that's going to be an ongoing thing, year after year after year.
Yeah,
obviously, the mayor and the council recognize that we have vehicles getting old, equipment getting old, playgrounds getting old that have to be replaced.
Yep.
But then with the city budget doing as well as it did this year, and as well as some of the stimulus money, we were given an additional $250,000 this year.
Yep.
So we have $400,000 of capital money, in a sense, to spend. So Scott, Shane, and I, and mostly Scott on his end, just because that's where the big need is at, we've put together at least an initial $360,000 of what we're looking to spend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 4 new trucks, 2 new mowers, which I think I added here. We've already did purchase the 2 new mowers. We had to get them.
Right.
We're looking to replace 3 playgrounds. There's a net climber at Stepping Stone. We did purchase, the Public Works was trading in a tractor. We've actually been using it a lot, so we just purchased it from them. And then just some recreation equipment. There's still another $40,000 that I kind of wanted to keep off to the side initially. One, these were all kind of guesstimates, so wanted to make sure like where did we exactly come at. And then as well as the year goes on, Scott will call me like, hey, this mower broke, we have to replace it like today.
You need to
know. That we have money there that, you know, we have the whole fiscal year to purchase some additional things off the replacement schedule for playgrounds and equipment. So I just wanted to make sure you guys knew what was going on, if anyone had any questions, or if you thought there were other purchases we need to make. Scott and I did work on, and it's in here, a playground replacement schedule, as well as a vehicle replacement and equipment schedule. We're kind of always updating the equipment one with things that we think we need, but this is definitely needed, especially on the park side with a lot of the trucks, the playgrounds,
you know,
things like that.
Yeah,
so,
capital equipment, you need that. And how often do you get this money? You strike while it's hot.
Well, we've never had any kind
of... No, I'm just saying, what do you
got? A lot of stuff last year with COVID,
yeah,
a lot of stuff got cut. So we cut a lot of stuff.
Right.
So then we seen how we did, and then at the end of the year, we, you know, which is May 1st or April, Monday to April, then we seen where we were standing. So now they're trying to play some catch up with stuff.
That's
like
good.
That.
And you should. You got the money to do it. What are you going to do?
Because we didn't know at the time what was going to happen.
So I just want to make you aware if anyone had any questions, or I think it was important for you guys to know that there was a significant amount of money going to be spent here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, besides the vehicles, you guys see, I think the big thing is the playgrounds.
Now, when you replace the playgrounds, do you kind of replace them with the same size stuff, or do you change it? Like, I'm with, Alex Lizard Park. Are you going to do the same type of equipment for the same age groups? Or
I'll be honest, budget drives some of it, to just be straightforward. So when you look, if you look on the page after this initial memo, it kind of lays out the playground replacement schedule and those numbers. Well, if you look at the numbers we're proposing, we're not proposing $70,000, $80,000 for Price, Fox Hill, and Sleazer Park.
Right.
Just, it would take up the whole budget.
Right.
So, and that's strictly equipment costs. That still doesn't count our install, doing it in-house. So, my playground guy and I have been working with the manufacturer for Price and Fox Hill. And we're going to try and do a refurbishment. So basically, you'll strip everything off those playgrounds except the poles.
Yeah.
And then all new decks, rails, slides, climbers, and panels will come in.
So is it the same design? Is that just all new? Right?
It's not the same design. Because
but it'll fit.
Yes, because that's why we've been working for about the last 2 months with the manufacturer to say, hey, we're going to just basically strip this out, and we're going to come in with new decks and everything else.
Yeah, because cheaper.
So, exactly right, it's cheaper. So if we can do that with these first two, we want to maybe work with other manufacturers to see if that's a possibility. If not, we try to size them.
Yeah.
You know, you try to say, okay, we've got X amount of slides, climbers, and panels, so you do try to size them. Yes.
Thanks.
Okay. Anything else on that?
Do we need any extra replacement AEDs anywhere?
We put in $15,000 for recreation equipment, so that maybe some things we would address is some more portable ones and things like that with Shea. I mean, it could be soccer goals and things of that nature. So we did put some money in there for to address those issues.
All right.
I would say one other thing on this budget, or the fiscal year budget, is there is money in there. We have to wait a little bit for a new park employee.
Yeah.
So there was some money put in there. We can't do it right away. We have to kind of wait till after the summer. There was enough to cover only so many months, and then hopefully, you know, for the future years. So we'll be looking towards the end of the summer.
Well, we should say it's a replacement park employee. It will be a new person.
Right.
But it's actually replacing somebody that's still missing from years ago.
Okay.
So. Our staff has actually been down. This will make us
Well,
we were about 6 years
ago. We're getting the part-time people back.
Yes. We've brought, we had one just because we kind of got overwhelmed with trash removal with COVID at the park. Yeah. So the mayor did allow us to bring one part-time person to help with that last year. He's been on with us still. And then we had two other ones that were kind of permanent part-time seasonal guys that we brought back immediately.
Right, and we have gone through the process of hiring a couple more.
Okay.
So.
All right. Updated parks rules signage.
Yeah, and what kind of sparked this was that we had built a couple of new parks and we're out of signs, so we wanted to update our sign because it's missing a lot of information, and we reached out to a couple of other towns to see the information. And then there, to see the information that they had on their signs, and then also I know there was a request from our insurance company they have some information as well. So we kind of went through those, asked staff for their comments, and came up with the list that we had, and kind of wanted to run it by you guys before we moved it on to city council. But these would come in, and we would basically take down existing park signage at all parks and replace the signage.
Would this go under our capital?
No. It would go out over operation. I don't think it's not going to break the bank, but it is needed.
Is all of this going to go on a sign?
Yep.
That's what I thought.
Nobody's
going to read it.
Have you seen our current sign?
It's got to be a big sign.
Have you seen our current sign?
Yeah.
It's very similar.
Yeah. Is it?
It's a laundry list. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And some of it
is. That's why I never read it.
Some of it is legality. Some of it is legality. But yeah, yeah, yeah. We will be doing underneath that sign a smaller sign that actually says, and this is for more of the 911 emergency response, and it's in there if you read the memo. It'll basically say the park name, it'll have the park address, so those will be specific. Perfect. One sign for each park
right.
That somebody might be visiting, and if something happens, they know where they are.
Are you thinking of replacing, like, the one at Riverfront is the big brown one? You really?
No. That's like a park name sign. So
it
we're just
have
replacing
rules underneath that one.
It. We have two rule signs. I think we do have one there that's a rule sign, but we have another spot too.
Okay.
So these are basically just they're 18 by 24 inch signs. So they're 18 inch wide by 24.
I haven't been in our parks.
We can bring it back.
Doesn't
have to be done.
I mean, it's fine. I mean, if you guys.
It's a good idea.
I mean, legally, you have to have the rules posted, right? I mean, you have to be able to say, you can't do this, this, and this, so that if they're doing this, we have some.
Depends what they're doing. No, I mean, we've had issues where the police call us, and it doesn't say you can't have it down in the park, but.
There's no, like,
it doesn't have to say. It doesn't have to be posted for them to be able to come in and arrest you.
Okay.
They just ask us to file a complaint when they do that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you guys have any input on this? Like, what do you think?
No, I would think about it. I don't want to just come off the hip. I kind of would rather have you guys,
we don't have to make this.
Think about,
we're
still
putting it together.
I'd like to see some examples.
Okay. But you've taken this from other places too, right?
Yes.
This is not something
other districts. The layout for this is very similar to Labor
Bar. Why we invented the wheel?
Yes.
So you like to see like a mock-up of what the signs look like.
Yeah, and then maybe next week when we're out there for Margaritas Day.
And then sometimes do it where they do it at the entrance.
I follow the rules
early on in the evening.
Yeah, don't look at any
white. An accurate assessment.
We'll bring something back.
Take a picture of it when you get there.
Yes.
I trust you.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, no, that's fine. As long as you guys think it's.
We'll bring more detail back. I'll take some pictures of the other ones. I just want us to start thinking about it. Yeah, it was on Scott's radar.
Yeah, you guys read this because maybe you have ideas of rules that we haven't even thought about. So.
With adding Calhoun.
That's why we reached out to other towns that are
North Autumn Creek Park. We need to start addressing those.
No, what?
Can't vape at the parks.
How about
vaping? Well,
we'll label them out.
There's no signs there now.
Is there any signs there? There's no signs in
Caledonia.
Who's going to do
that?
We didn't
want to purchase the
capital sign.
Yes. This is custom signs still.
We really have no extra signs anywhere. Like, don't you have to replace them sometimes?
We have 27 playgrounds. The sign that was made up is probably 15 years old.
I know. I see where our playgrounds are. I'm just saying.
We don't know. We
there
don't.
Are occasions, like if it fell off or whatever, that you would have some on hand and you would go.
No, they spray
them. We did have them on hand.
Graffiti.
We used them all.
Oh, okay.
So they were graffiti.
We used them all. What's that?
They were graffiti.
Oh, of course.
That's what I'm saying. So you just spray it off then?
Because it says no skateboarding. You know, skateboard that would spray up that one? Absolutely, they do. But, so the issue is, yes, we do have extra, but the issue is they do get damaged. But now we're to the point where we have no signs, and we don't have any signs that we can, I don't want to remove one from a park to move it out
there. Sure,
Well, if you really cared, you would. If you really cared, take the one out of the park, run over
there.
In
your
spare time. In your
spare
time.
In your spare time, I stand out there and just
need it. It'll last.
Or people as they come in.
All right. Well, bring this back the next time, so I'll make sure I look at it next week.
That's
clearly don't look at our signs very often.
And most people don't, to be honest.
All right. The Parks and Rec monthly report.
Before you go on the big things, I just wanted to quickly talk about one is we have the new rec coordinator starting on Monday.
Oh, I wish you would have come
so.
Back.
We have a new rec coordinator. Tyler Nelson had resigned.
Tyler's gone, right?
Yes. So he's selling, he just got an opportunity with his father taking over his insurance business. And
all right, can I ask you, what about we lost the teacher?
Yes. So
can we know about that, or is it not said?
It's just what I put in the email. All
right.
So,
I just want to
over. Yes, what I put in the email.
Well, it's personnel, so you yes. can't. Yeah, right. What they charge, you can't do that.
But isn't that what we're tasked to do? It says personnel in the village code.
Right, but there's privacy issues and things that we can't discuss. And if we were, we would go into executive session if you guys really wanted to discuss what happened. But
no, we need to put that in the July meeting. We didn't put that on the agenda.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it would not be an open session.
So, but Christina is starting on Monday as our new rec coordinator, so she'll replace Tyler Nelson. We are finalizing for the preschool coordinator position, the job posting. I'm hoping to have that done next
week. Can she come to our next meeting, this Christina girl?
I will ask her to come.
Yeah, I'd like to meet her. No, would you
please
stop
don't
it?
Call her Christina girly.
Oh my gosh.
So
yeah.
If you, hopefully if you.
Yes, I would like to meet her.
If everybody comes to Marguerite's and Mile.
I'm sure.
She will be there.
We have some events coming up that hopefully we will introduce her to everybody. Yes, I am planning on her coming to a meeting. But we're very excited for her to get started. She, is from the Champaign area. She graduated from Eastern Illinois University. She's been working for YMCA out in Iowa. Wanted to get closer to home, and we're very excited to have her start on Monday. So I think she'll be a good addition to our team, and looking forward to that. I will email you once the job posting for the preschool coordinator is open. I'll send it off to you guys.
It's always been here.
Yes. The other thing is, and we will bring up, we are finalizing a incentive agreement with Grand Reserve. So there was one done like 20 years ago, and some things have changed. There's new developments in there, things like that. So we're updating it. The city, it's a bigger project with the city to get roads done and stuff like that. But it's going to be a significant amount of money potentially for the Parks and Rec Department.
There you go.
Yeah. Because there's some.
He ran out to the nearest park.
He does.
Got
one park system one now.
We have an extra sign.
We got.
I mean, just took it out of the park down there.
That is not our sign. That is our sign at our natural areas where we don't want. It's, we have one park where we have a natural area. The 90 acres that we have at Bristol Ridge and Kennedy Roads. That sign is there.
Yeah, I would never read them.
Most
people don't read them.
Yeah. It has to have, like,
So we'll be bringing that to the July meeting, the Grand Reserve.
Keep in mind, you got to buy about 50 of them.
There's going to be some money there, especially to spending during the reserve on some parks that undeveloped areas and things in there. So we can discuss some new projects potentially, of things of that nature.
It's kind of changed too.
What's that?
In the early days, they had the everything spelled out, particular piece of property.
Yes. And some things we've done, so there's some reimbursements back because we put in Grand Reserve B, we put in Grand Reserve A, so there's money that's coming back to us, so that we could potentially spend some other places. So that was a big thing. The other thing is, obviously, we're starting to gear up for quite a few special events. Next Thursday is Marguerite's and Mile. If everybody, hopefully, they can come into the downtown area. We're really looking forward to that. It's a little bit different in that just because when we set this up, the COVID restrictions were still pretty strict, and getting a liquor permit was just not going to work. So the businesses are going to sell the alcohol. We're basically there just monitoring the bands, doing wristbands if you want to walk around, but food and beverages for the most part will be by the businesses. We've had a tremendous response on Facebook, so I expect a good crowd for that. I am working for the Memorial Day ceremony. We'll be back on this year with the Legion that following Monday. We do have a cruise night coming up, band soon. So
I saw that on June 2nd.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wash the car yesterday.
Yes.
There you go.
The other one is, if anyone's available, the school city library or school golf outing. School city golf outing is June 10th. We've had a tremendous turnout for that. Huge. So if anyone wants to come or just come by, please let me know. Even if you just want to come check it out. The rest of the events. I did put in today's email, July 4th celebration, we're going to move it to the Saturday, not the Sunday. We kind of had a lot of churches reach out, other organizations just saying they wouldn't be available. We looked back, we reached out to the Farrens, who used to own the Kendall County Record, who were heavily involved with Fourth, and they said no. On the 2004-2010, they moved it. So the mayor decided that we better do that too. So we moved it to that Thursday, or to that Saturday before. And the only thing is, we're trying to finalize this. Hopefully on June 11th, the state is supposed to go to no restrictions, no capacity. We're hoping to do an event that day.
The social
gathering. Yes. So we're hoping to do a pop-up. It's not on there. You'll be the first one to know.
It's secret.
We're hoping to do a pop-up event in the downtown area.
They're not going to say words yet either.
So we're really trying to gear up for a lot of stuff, finalizing hometown days, things of that nature. So busy on that end, but I don't know if you guys have other stuff.
Really, special events are back, which is awesome. It's actually nice and refreshing to be planning those events again, so that's great. We're finishing soccer. So spring soccer ends officially this Saturday. Great season. Things went overall pretty well there. And baseball's up and running, and we just started games last week or so. So we are in full swing as far as athletics. Camps start the first week of June, along with all of our special events. So as far as the recreation side is, I feel like we're kind of back up and running in a normal capacity. Still obviously working under the guidelines and doing all the safety procedures and processes, but we're back up and pretty much offering to the same level as what we were doing pre-COVID, just with some alterations. So that's just an exciting development, as well as Christina coming on and this new hire. So a lot of different movements and things going on, but we are excited and ready to kind of get back to
normal
business. So.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it seems like the community is too. So that's even more exciting that we're excited to bring it and they're excited to come and participate. So it's just I'm hoping for a really awesome year as everyone's kind of ready to get back at it.
You guys really held it together really good. I mean, really, with all the crap you went through and everybody, you guys really held it together. I'm really proud of you guys.
I think
I know it wasn't easy.
Well, the parks, they had a lot on the plate. They never really stopped. When you think about it, they were busier because of COVID, because the parks were really busy. We added four new playgrounds last year. He put in the boat launch.
It was great wearing a mask while you're working out.
So, if anything, they were probably busier just because of the nature of what we were doing and being outside and stuff like that. So. I don't know if you got other things.
Yeah, just a couple of park things. We are, Rusty, you'll kind of maybe like this, but we are trying kind of a trial period where we're actually going to take broadleaf weed control in-house. So we've already kind of done a little bit. Part of the issue we've had is our budget just doesn't allow us. We didn't do it last year, but in years past, we get one application. That's what we can afford. We have a person on staff who's licensed to do it. So we're going to, we actually already bought a very cheap apparatus to be able to spray to see if it works. We want to kind of try for the next couple of months. We've already hit most of our outfields for baseball, and we've seen good results already. So we're really going to come up maybe with a program, especially with the new hire, that would allow this person maybe to do some better turf care, which would include some fertilizing.
It's cheaper, though, right?
There'll be some expensive equipment that we'll need to buy if we're going to come up with both feet. But we kind of wanted to try it. We wanted to try it first to see what our results are and see what our time looks like. Another thing, too, we're... because of hometown days, some costs have really crept up on portable power. We're working with ComEd. We're going to bring in permanent power for hometown days. Now, we're going to be doing that ourselves, but I've already spoken and met with ComEd a couple of times out there. It's possible. It's about a two-year payback. So we spend about $10,000 to $12,000 a year on renting power and cords and generators and all this stuff. And we're going to bring in four new services from different transformers to allow us to have power for the beer tent, the band, the food vendors.
But then it'll allow, you have something.
Yeah, nice.
Other things to go on out there that can plug in directly.
Yeah.
And have high-level power.
At the end, after 2 years, the $10,000 or $12,000 that we're budgeting for power will be gone.
Yeah.
So there will be a monthly service charge, but it's pretty small, so that won't add up. But, you know, I think the only thing we would have to continue to rent is the light towers.
And will there have to be some kind of training to actually operate this?
Nope, it's going to be like...
He's plugging in, right?
Sounds scary. It sounds like I would not want to do it.
Keep in mind, our staff already does it.
Okay.
We rent the equipment.
He just rent everything that's still alive.
We have two electricians on staff, and we're actually going to be purchasing, they call them Rhino boxes and Spider boxes, where basically they're a Hubble. It's a big extension cord. You plug it in, and you run it out. And then
so instead of renting it, we would just own it. Okay.
Correct. But we have to, bring in the power from ComEd to have to tie to. So we're gonna have we are gonna end up with three new cabinets. We're gonna have a cabinet on the third base side of field number 5. So we may have to trench across the field, but if we do that, we'll be doing it in one day, and we'll be putting that down about 36 inches in the ground, so it'll never be an issue. Sleddy cord, all that. The other one will be between the soccer field and the home run fence on field 5, so it'll be out of play, kind of, if you remember where the stage is at for hometown days. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It'll be probably within 25, 50 feet of that. Mm-hmm. And then we'll bring in two cabinets or two services into one cabinet, so we'll have plenty of power for the food vendors, kind of off the field 1. Yeah. On the first base side.
The carnival people use their own stuff, right?
Yes. They do tie into the concession stand with a cord for their food vendors, but that won't change. That'll be okay. We'll still be able to accommodate them without an issue. But this will also help us build a power up our non-food vendors down the line. Myself and Dirk Henney, our city electrician, have sat down and gone through it, priced everything out, and met with ComEd. So I think we're going to go for it.
Cool.
Exciting. So the next couple of events that we have coming up is May 27th, Margaritas and Mayo. Are you guys going to be there? Anybody? If you need volunteers or help or anything, please let us know.
Yeah, that one's pretty easy.
Okay.
We're not serving alcohol, so the one where we may need help if we can get the liquor permit is June 11th. And I'll let you guys know we're looking to do a pop-up event there to kind of...
That's Thursday.
June 11th?
No, Margaritas
and Mayo. Yeah, it's 5 to 9 down the riverfront. So.
It's the last day of school. Yeah. It was right before Memorial Day, so
graduation's tomorrow.
So
I'll cry.
And then obviously you have Memorial Day ceremony on the 31st. We don't usually need help or anything with that. Right?
No, that's really the
lead.
Shay's a big one. She's the MC.
I'm the MC.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm a princess and an MC. What can I say? I'm multi-talented.
And then obviously cruise night coming up June 2nd. June 10th is the golf outing. And then the 11th, like you said, the Central Gathering.
Yes.
So those are within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. No, it's exciting. Hopefully
it's just nice to feel kind of normal.
Yes.
It's weird.
It was a
bizarre year.
Yeah, to do events and to get things going.
Felt like
I think the staff in general did a pretty good job under some difficult circumstances getting stuff going.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you need anything, just email and then we'll try to volunteer. So usually if we can get the board to volunteer, we can get other people. So, all right. We don't have any need for executive session.
Nope.
Additional business or anything?
Anybody?
All right. Can I get a motion to adjourn? A
motion to adjourn at 7:10.
Okay. Dan makes the motion. Second?
Second? Like bowling,
All right. Let's get a roll call, please.
Okay. Yes. Lane?
Yes.
Perez?
Sessick? Yes. Yes.
Demonovic?
Yes.
And Hyatt.
Yes.
Thanks, Victor, for being here.
Thank you.